talk about how big a challenge it's going to be for Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy to keep his players focused with this two-week break.
Well, I think that's one of the big, the major things that you have to do when you're a head coach is you come in to the venue and you try to keep your players, you know, you try to keep them on a schedule that is relatively normal within the, you know, the abnormal reality. It's pretty tough to do. I mean, my first Super Bowl, Super Bowl IV, Lenny was the quarterback, and you talk about a chaotic week. I mean, Lenny was accused of being involved with a gambler, and you know, there was he had a tragedy in his family not too long. I mean, there was so much distraction, and Lenny's being very modest when he talks about focus. That was a very focused guy that we watched in that Super Bowl. So the focus part has to be there, but yet you want them to have fun. You want your team to enjoy the experience, but not to a point where it hurts the team.
Let's talk about what you did in particular, because your team played extremely well against Dick Vermeil. We've had Dick on with you before, and in successive Super Bowls. What was the big thing that you did? Because you had a reputation on that team for so many different personalities. You didn't want them to feel constrained. So what did you do? We've heard that Tony Dungy is going to have a curfew starting Tuesday. What did you do?
Well, I did that. I had a curfew. I was going to start a curfew on Wednesday, but the captains... the team came in on Monday, no curfew on Monday, but we had an 8 o'clock meeting, and every fine started at $1,000. In those days, $1,000 was a lot of money. It didn't matter whether you were a minute late or 2 minutes late. And, so we had, one person late. He was 5 minutes late, and that was Jim Plunkett. So I had to fine him. But that was it. And then the captains came to me and they said, now you better start curfew on Tuesday night. Knowing our team. So we started on Tuesday night, 12 o'clock curfew, and then Saturday night it was 11 o'clock. And we only had one guy that broke curfew, and that was John Matuszek. And he was hiding out on Bourbon Street at 6'7", 315 pounds. He was hiding out, yeah.